I'm a non-honorary member of the Women's Luncheon Club in the Garden City. Yes, I was invited. In those days, you had to be invited to join, and I was invited in, I think it was about 1955, to join the Luncheon Club. And that, although it was called the Luncheon Club, we, in actual fact, don't have a proper lunch like the Rotarians do. We just had a roll and butter and a bit of cheese and perhaps a banana or an apple and coffee. And we met originally in the Masonic Suite in, above the stores, the old Welland stores. Then we've moved around a bit, and now we're in Campus West. But it still meets at lunchtime. But the main thing is the speaker. You have a good talk, and it, and at that stage, it's interesting because the people who were in the Luncheon Club were all reasonably young. You know, they'd be 30s, 40s, 50s. Well, they'd be 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s women. And your criterion for being asked to join was that you'd done some public work in the Garden City, or, you know, contributed in some way to the Garden City. And but nowadays, of course, it's all retired people mainly, because you know, so many more women are out of work during the day.
So, did they have a particular number of?
Well, yes, it was limited to 80. Now it's quite a struggle to bring it up to that number. I think we're a little bit down for probably in the 70s somewhere.
And are there any particularly memorable talks that you've heard?
Very, very interesting talks we've had, yes. It's difficult. I mean, over the years there have been so many to talk. But, I mean, the sort of people who were in it when I joined were Dr. Miles Smith, Mrs. Osborne, as she then was, Lady Osborne later, Mrs. Celia Rice, Mrs. Hearn, Lady Angwin, who lived in Gessens Road, Mrs. Nicol, who was an MP, her husband was the headmaster at Hanside, and then he became the first headmaster of the grammar school when it became, She was an MP for very many years, a Labour MP, Mrs. Muriel Nicol. There were all sorts of interesting people like that who had been pioneers in the Garden City. And Mrs. Olive Cheer. Now, Mr. Cheer took he took some of the films that are on A Brave Vision. And he took the bit in Gessens Court, because I can remember him coming round and taking it, and we saw him taking pictures of Gessens Court, so we said, shall we move? And he said, oh no, you stay where you are, and so he took us briefly.